can't be live.
And this is probably going to be very racist. Bonus.
What if we're? It's a wacky voices bonus.
I'm just doing that so that
got stuck in the urn.
Yeah, I think it's hard to just get him out. But
I just didn't do shit.
I just hope somebody heard it's a wacky voices bonus and just went, oh god, just turned it off. Never knows that there's a whole rest of it.
Did you see that video of the people watching Mean Girls and a song starts and they all groan?
It's so funny. It's so goddamn
fuck
funny.
This.
Well, that's what they deserve for. If it wasn't that they want to go see a remake of a movie, you know what I mean? Like, it doesn't need to be remade. You know what I mean? Like, you know, like the musical is the only additive thing to it. Like,
well, that's why they can't say it, because everyone's like, "Why did this need to be remade?" And they're like, "We, it's different, but we won't tell you how
Don't
until you're
worry
for
about
it and go sit there." It's such a funny problem and solution that they're like. They're like, you know, we want to make musicals, but it turns out people really don't like musicals. So we've been pretending they're not musicals. And it's like, and is this working? Or are people just upset? Because in the theater, everyone seems upset. I don't know if we get the audio for that, but it is funny.
Yeah, it's funny. The general public is not, I mean, there are people who love musicals, but they would go see
it on some
Broadway.
Of them. I'm not anti-musical. You like them too, right, Patty? Or Whitney likes them, so you have to see them sometimes.
We'll see them sometimes.
No comments.
I find a lot of.
I just
to
know
be
Whitney.
Just...
Whitney likes. Whitney saw the new Sondheim, and I was very jealous of.
Yeah, I mean, we were talking about how, you know, before we started that sometimes improv can be annoying, and that's the same. It gives me the same vibes, and it's just not my wavelength in general. The sort of, you know, theater.
I feel the same way about both of them in that. There are like once in a generation geniuses at both of those things, and I like when they do them, but I don't really like the other versions of it.
Man,
you know?
That's right. That's fair. I think
people who do improvised musicals,
oh,
your
God.
Brain needs to be drained. You could cure like 8 people with depression with your blood by transfusion. That amount of self confidence. My God, what an experience!
I thought the movie Theater Camp was pretty funny, though, I will say. So I don't know where that puts me on the sort of you know where my loyalties lie, but
movie made me feel very like Mandela Effect, because like basically exactly the same movie came out like 15 years ago and it was just called Camp, and I was like, how is this like happening again? Like
it's happening again.
I was like, does no one remember that there was a movie called Camp about theater camp and it was exactly the same as this movie called Theater Camp?
Yeah,
very confused about it.
When I hear Theater Camp, I immediately think of it as like Jesus Camp, like that movie that came out, but it's theater kids. And to me, there
pretty
are,
much
it's just like, yeah, like just a lot of kids swaying, but this time it's to, you know, a Rent song or whatever.
They just do Godspell. And there you go.
Yeah.
It looks like Camp was a drama and you know, and this is more of a comedy.
I guess it was a drama.
What is it sort of anymore? You know? It's movies.
I don't know,
everything's just a goddamn movie. Me coming out against genres, that's my new.
I mean, people, maybe if we did away with them, people would stop arguing about what everything is on the internet.
Yeah.
If things are comedies or not.
People getting confused because someone said something funny at some point during a movie and like, is this supposed to be a comedy? It's like, no, people just are funny sometimes.
Have you guys watched The Curse?
No.
God damn it.
You also don't sell it.
Never
well. You're
mind.
Like, you're like, this is the, I hate watching this, but I love it. I'm like,
everyone that watches so it is good. Like, this makes me want to kill myself. And it's like, okay, got to get in there. You know,
it's, so good. It's just like I have not been able to stop thinking about it. It's like, yeah, I don't know. It's one of those things too where like a lot of people started watching it and then gave up because it's so unpleasant. And I loved it the whole way through and the end was amazing. But it's like, yeah, if like episode 2 took you out, I'm not going to be like, you should stick with it. It's like, no, it just keeps getting more uncomfortable. Like it's not.
Yeah.
You're right to not watch it, but like, man, it's really good.
It's
really good.
There's things that I like a lot that I'm like, you should try this. And someone's like, I don't know if I'd like it. And I'm like, if you think that, you probably won't. And that's fair.
You probably won't.
Yeah. Bye-bye. Like, it's, you know, there's just not much you can do. You can't hard sell it, you know?
Yeah. No, I would never. Like, I would never hard sell the curse, but it's fucking really good. If you like if you like other things that Nathan Fielder's done or other things the Safdie brothers have done, you should watch it. No, if you Emma Stone, you shouldn't watch it because that's not enough.
I don't like Emma Stone. Go watch something else. So this is the
you don't?
I mean, she's fine. I think she's overrated. Controversial
opinion. I feel like people are obsessed with her. I kind of think she's overrated too, honestly. She's good. She's good in this show.
Speaking of controversial actor opinions, here's I would like your feedback on this. Natasha Lyonne, she's doing that, right?
Yeah, she's doing a little much. She's doing that. I agree. I find it charming in small doses, but it's like, come on, everybody, she's doing that.
The fucking Christmas commercial that kept playing, where she's like, "Oh, we got ourselves a tree." It's like, fuck. Oh,
I think, chill out. Lady. Yeah, there's like a dial that she has turned up a little bit or something, right?
Right. I mean, it was definitely like in there. Like there is a little bit of that, but it's like you put it perfectly, Eli. She's doing that. Yeah.
And I think that sometimes people in from other parts of the country are like, she's got that like real New York accent. I'm like, no one has had that accent here since 1945. Like that's not how people in New York talk. That's how people like. In a commercial for vacuums talked like, you know, she's like, it's a little much for me as well. I'm glad I have some support and agreement on this, but yeah.
Yeah. I haven't watched the detective show she was in. Cause I was like, it might be good, but based on what everyone's saying, it is like, this is a one trick pony. This is a beautiful woman who's talking like a Columbo. Like, okay, I get it.
Yeah, they're like, well, that's her accent. And I'm like, no one's accent is asking someone to spark her up on like lighting a cigarette. That's just an affectation.
It's a fun show. I enjoy the show.
Probably.
So. Oh, yeah. No, I, in a show, it's not as weird as when she's just like, this is who I am.
In an
this
Old Navy commercial.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Old Navy. I'm like, God. Oh, anyways.
Get that money.
Yeah, yeah.
Why not?
Yeah. But she has, I feel, I just said, because Emma Stone also has like a particular voice. I don't think she's doing it, but she has a...
No, I don't think she is either.
I feel like you get a lot of latitude for having a particular voice as an actor. Where people like kind of think you're doing more than you actually are. I don't know if that makes sense. This is my deep-seated anger. Judgment.
Yeah. This guy's like, I should be getting those roles. That's what this is coming from for Eli.
Like, I mean, Rip Torn is great. Eli? Yeah, Rip Torn is great, but like...
I should be Poker Face.
Like, Rip Torn is great, but sounding like Rip Torn is a great way to... get into acting because people were just like, but you sound crazy. So get in here. I did. It was funny. I did a voice this week for a cartoon first, like a cartoon thing that I used to do, YouTube cartoons that I used to do when I was a college humor. And they hit me up. They're like, could you do a voice for us? And I was going to be like, no, I'm sick. And then they were like, it's for like a deformed body horror creature. And I was like, well, actually perfect because I'm very sick right now. So just like,
I watched a little bit of that because you put it on your Instagram stories and you're like, I did a voice and I couldn't figure out what voice you were. I know you were the it's because you were gurgling.
Yeah, I was gurgling.
It was you.
Mm-hmm. It was a nasty
literally
guy.
I had some water in my mouth. It was good. Yeah, I just watched a bunch of metal, you know, the goblin voice. Or just, it's hard not to just do Gollum, a lot of type shit. But
Zoom is sort of like keying out your goblin voice. Like it thinks it's outside interference noise and not a human voice.
It thinks it's a real goblin who's trying to jump into the meeting. And
you've got the goblin gating setting on.
There's a goblin trying to jump onto my Zoom screen and masturbate and it's trying to key it all out. That's what it thinks is happening. But no, I did the sick voice for that. Which also you start to realize that Gollum and Donald Duck, kind of similar.
Super similar, yeah.
Vocally.
It's in the same part of your throat, those voices. They come from the same location, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I can't do any of them. We're doing Silence of the Lambs for Master Pancake this weekend. And I've realized, because you guys know I'm terrible at impressions, I do love doing Buffalo Bill. I like that one I can
Please
that
do
one
it.
I can do. Oh, wait. Is she a great big fat person? Yeah. I love it. He's just like, oh.
Yeah.
Don't hurt my dog.
I wish you'd brought this up on the main just so we could, because everyone here is already subscribed, but what a value prop I forgot about is that, isn't there video of you doing like five impressions we chose?
Yeah. I don't know if there's video, but... But I'm very proud of my somewhat passable Buffalo Bill. It's not even that I think it's that good. It's just fun to do. Like, mm-hmm. He just has such a weird... He talks like a record slowing down.
Yeah, he does. Oh,
great big frat person. Yeah, I've been trying not to do Arthur Morgan since the main episode. I think just yelling like a cowboy is fun. Like, God damn it! Morgan. Oh. He's like a cowboy from a video game, but he's just got that kind of class of like, lawman, you're not catching me! Sort of shit. I just want to be a cowboy. Is that so much to ask? I think not.
I think most people would, yeah, they'd want to be, you know.
Mm-hmm. Like the guy on the swing. Just wants to be a cowboy, baby.
My skin gets really dry. I don't want to be a cowboy.
You
can't stay moisturized as a cowboy.
Yeah, but then those desert rains will soothe it. It'll be fine. Cut off a piece of a prickly pear cactus and rub it on your face. I mean, to be clear, I would be dead within 48 hours, but I would be eating beans out of a can for a little while, and it would be fun. Yeah,
being a cowboy pre-canned food gotta suck. Where are you getting your beans?
It's just all out of the earth. Grow your own.
Out of the earth.
That's like, did you see that post? There was a post on Twitter that was just like, it was like, shitting on like modern armies have to eat MREs full of chemicals. And it's like back in the day, they would just hunt fresh meat when they were on the run. And it's like, that's not how armies have ever worked.
Yeah.
They were eating spoiled grain and like pillaging random villages that they walked by. They were not, you can't hunt a deer enough to feed an army.
I feel like it's like pretty well known that like the main thing that killed like soldiers for centuries was just like having diarrhea until you died. Like that was what
your main food was, like fermented horse milk, because nothing else was safe. That was
right.
You'd put a bunch of horse milk in a bag and carry it around with you and drink it.
If you think that there are just enough deer around to feed an army, why would agriculture ever have started? Like, it doesn't make any sense. It was one of those, like, trad, like, right-wing accounts.
And it's like,
clearly, you have absolutely no idea how any of this works.
There was someone posted a clip of Ben Roy, the comic, who was, like, talking about that, where he's, like, paleo diets. And he was like, for once, I want to see someone on an actual paleo diet, where they're like, okay, so most of my protein comes from spiders. That's like mostly what I'm eating. It's like
I'm on the paleo diet. I have 4 ounces of meat once a month.
The
rest of the time it's like, spiders.
True caveman diet. I eat like 14, you know, ounces of raw meat a day. And it's like, well, what were you? Some sort of king? Or like, were people making offerings to you? How would you have ever sourced this much
meat? You just go down to the supermarket. You know, like just like they did in the old days, and it's all chilled and not spoiled, and and that's just,
it's grubs for you.
Yeah, you were eating like
paleo
moss.
Diet is all grub based.
You were eating like moss and hoping you didn't shit out so much of it that you died from malnutrition. You're like, please, enough of this stick in me that I can make it until the ice age or whatever. Somebody can figure out how to cook this shit.
That's what they're all waiting on. It's like, I just got to get to that ice age, and then I'm just going
to
be able to
the ice age.
Relax.
Once I get to the ice age, baby, it's smooth sailing. That's Natasha Lyonne. The ice age. She talks like an ice age character.
She has
put
like,
her in ice age and not change her at all. I'd be like, yeah, I guess this is one of them.
She definitely has like the classic like SNL sketch level like cavewoman hair for sure. For some reason, a lot of cave, like, you know, like the big... Yeah. Very full hair, which I feel like is probably not true of the average cave woman's mane. Probably not very lush.
Not a lot of like shiny, healthy manes going on.
I'm guessing
on
a little stringy. Yeah, not really getting it done.
But,
you know, hey.
Yeah, a lot of redheaded cave women in media. Why? I explain and look at in my long academic paper. Yeah, no, the paleo diet's very, very funny. Also, you know, not a time known for its extensive life expectancy. So,
sure.
Quite a thing to emulate. But
I'm going medieval diet. I'm going gruel, all gruel.
All gruel all the time.
Gruel
Oliver
mode.
Oliver Twist plan.
Mm-hmm. I'm covering rotten bread in garum. I'm going nuts, dude.
ancient Roman.
Yeah, yeah.
Moldy bread dipped in fermented fish sauce. Delicious. Uh-huh.
Get me in there. Yeah. Yeah, eating like an ancient, yeah, that would just do that whole thing, an ancient warrior's meal where it's like, it's always just like salt water.
Giving myself ergot poisoning. Historical diet.
Ancient botulism. Yeah. Very good. Well, that's our take.
Look,
on
I mean,
ancient-
if all these influencers who live on the, if they all agree to just kind of go away once they hit age like 31, you know, just cease public life, that's fine. You know what I mean? That seems like a fair trade. They can be, yeah. You know, if that's the lifestyle, you can just, you know, hit the road after that, then that's great.
Yeah, yeah. Hunting and gathering at the GNC for the best algae that I need to consume.
Also, we have to delete all your posts and your blog and stuff because you wouldn't leave anything behind, you know, other than like some like rudimentary tools that you created and your skeleton.
Your blog is just your handprint with pigment blown around it. That's what's left.
Yeah. That's what you're going to live like a caveman. Stop posting, baby. That's what I say. Get their ass.
Oh, man.
Dude.
For Master Pancake, we did a choose your own the other night where like the audience brings movies and we pick one and we watch it. And it was, the theme was worst of 2023, and we ended up watching this movie 65. Did you guys see that or hear about it?
No. I watched it. It's weird that they spoiled the twist in the trailers. Like it would have been, it was potentially
it's not
interesting
even a twist,
if you didn't
though.
Know. No, I know.
They do the Planet of the Apes reveal at the beginning. Like so weird.
It's the reveal from Planet of the Apes. It's the same reveal.
Yeah, it's the same reveal where it's a movie where Adam Driver is an alien on another planet where everyone is a human and they're worried about salaries and healthcare, but it's an alien planet. And he has to go on a space mission and his plane crashes. His space plane crashes. And, you know, he has to get out and explore. And then, dun, 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 it's Earth. And it's 65 million years ago. So he has to fight dinosaurs. And would you believe it? It's the same day that the asteroid that killed all the dinosaurs is about to hit Earth. So he has to escape very quickly. And that's the movie.
That's what in the world? This is like something you'd make, like it's a story you'd make up because you needed the person you're talking to not to turn around for like 30 seconds. You know what I mean? Like something's happening behind them. You're like, did I ever tell you about it? So there was a guy and then he went to space, but then he landed on Earth, actually. It's like completely insane. But I mean,
aliens from 65 million years ago that looked like anatomically perfectly evolved human beings.
Yeah, man.
It's a little, I mean, and then there's also a little girl that he has to save. That's also a key, which is not
as. How was she there?
She was on the ship. He was like a transport ship.
Oh, she was a stowaway? She was like eating a little, you know, cheese cracker.
He's like a long haul trucker. He takes like a 2-year contract to go on like a space mission because he has a sick kid.
You said that like it would help me.
Well, no, like that's
he's a long haul trucker.
He's like a long haul trucker. He's a transport driver or something. And he's transporting people, and everyone except for this little girl, all their little pods were broken or whatever, so they're all dead. But anyway, yeah, they gave away at least an interesting reveal. But it's like, you know, because they don't know Earth, like they're on like another planet, so it's like this thing is stalking them, and then you find out that it's like a T-Rex or something. It's like there's maybe something interesting there, but the way that it's done does not get it done, unfortunately.
Yeah. Not great.
That's right.
I don't know that it was the worst movie of 2020.
It was fine.
I find it hard
I watched it with a couple other, like there were other people in the cast, and some of them were like, I think that was pretty good. I kind of liked that. It got mixed reviews.
Yeah.
I not a fan.
It's crazy, but I'd rather watch like a crazy movie than just like a boring movie, to be honest.
Well, the problem is that it's not super exciting. You know what I mean? Like he still has all his like stuff.
That's almost impressive within its own.
Well, because in theory, like the whole idea is like we have to get out of here, and it's like if your ship breaks and you're like through a wormhole and you're in the past, like you're not getting out. You know what I mean? Like nobody's gonna find you.
But
like,
this is the thing, is the way this movie was pitched to us was that there was time travel involved. There's no time travel. He's just from 65 million years ago.
Oh, that's right.
It's just from then. So
yeah, it's just happening then.
Yeah. Which mm-hmm. I think you gotta add some time travel or something. I was a little disappointed there was no time travel.
It's just because you're fighting a dinosaur doesn't mean it's time travel. Like there might just be a dinosaur around. It's right. a question of
it's the a timeline piece. Hasn't been altered. It's a 65 million years ago period piece.
Yeah, the timeline hasn't been altered. No one's playing with timelines. They're just stuff is in the wrong place. There's just right. stuff where it shouldn't be, which is different. Yeah, I don't know. I kind
of
anyway, want to.
I was thinking about that because of cave now. Paintings.
Yeah,
it's not the worst. It's all right.
Yeah, I feel like it's one of those movies. Parts of it described to me, I think it would do that thing where I'd be watching and be like, this reminds me of Cowboy Bebop. And then I'd be like, I'm going to watch Cowboy Bebop and just like change it.
It does, I feel like, take influence from a lot of much better movies, which is you never want. You never want to remind people of better shit when you're doing
stuff. Since based on what I'm just Googling around, what I'm seeing here, the worst movie of 2023 seems to be the Winnie the Pooh public domain slasher movie.
Someone pitched that. Actually, two people brought that as a suggestion. Yeah. It didn't win. The other ones that people brought were Spy Kids 5, The Meg 2, Winnie the Pooh,
Blood and Honey.
65.
Yeah.
It's called Blood and Honey, right?
Yeah. Blood and Honey. Yeah. And then I can't remember the other ones, but yeah.
Yeah. That's the thing, the Blood and Honey thing, which is like, because they made that trailer and then they're like, and it's actually going to be a whole movie. It's like, it doesn't need to be the trailer, basically. Like,
we got it.
Yeah. And then I think that was what I was thinking. I think Blood and Honey had to do like a shit ton of work because he was wearing a red shirt in one version of it. And they were like, you can't do that. Winnie the Pooh isn't public domain. So they had to like redo it, if I remember correctly. But I don't know. Yeah. Like sometimes things are a good idea, but they don't need to be, they run out of steam like that. There are no legs.
Didn't even need to be a trailer. That just could have been a tweet. Like we don't need, you just need the title.
What if Winnie the Pooh was bad? What if he was mean? imagine this. It seems like one of those things that somebody would be really excited to show you, you know? And then you'd have to sit through an hour and a half of it. Like a guy in college you don't know that well would be like, it's fucking Winnie the Pooh, but he's fucking freaky, dude. And
This part's really good.
I ran a bad movie club in college. Like every Wednesday night we would watch like a stupid movie and drink Franzia and make fun of it. And I feel like I was doing that in like the late aughts, right? And I feel like these types of like it was just like Snakes on a Plane was like a crazy like they're making a movie that's kind of bad on purpose. Like that was sort of a newer idea. But running this movie club, it became like a thing of like, we're not doing movies that are bad on purpose. That's not the point of this. Like, that's fine. That's fun. But like, that is not, we're not here for that. We're doing like just true weird stuff. Like sometimes we would show movies that weren't bad. They were just really weird. But like bad, it was like, we were doing like Hard Ticket to Hawaii and stuff, you know, like different, it's a different type of bad on purpose than Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey.
It's like, because you said for that, somebody brought in, and it's not like bad on purpose, but it's the same, you said The Meg 2, and I'd be like, that's not a good movie to make fun of, because it's like...
It knows. It knows what it that. Is. Yeah, exactly. Also,
The Meg 2 was disappointing to me, because it was not insane enough. That, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, there were parts that were kind of like, whoa, but like, it didn't heighten it enough, and that's what, those movies need to know that that's what they need to do. It's also directed by somebody really strange, The Meg 2. I'm trying to think who it's like.
Steven Soderbergh.
It's Ben Wheatley, who like was like an up and coming like indie guy, and then took this as probably
I remember reading that, and I was like, he made A Field in England, and now he's making The Meg 2. Like weird,
because it's like outwardly a joke. I think it's fine for that. Like he's like, well, no one's going to think I think this is art,
right? But it's also like a very middle of the road kind of blah. I mean, they ratchet up the sort of like. Because it's like, I think largely funded by a lot of Chinese, entities. There's a lot more, like, there's more Chinese characters. There's more kind of like, you can feel like all the studio noting kind of like, you know, like crunching it into something, but there's just not a lot of, there's no like panache to it really. You know, even in the action sequences, which is a bummer, but whatever.
It's weird. It's not even like weird that it's a tonal shift for somebody like Ben Wheatley. It's also like, there are just practical considerations when you're doing a movie like that, where it's like, has this person worked extensively with CGI before? Has it, you know, like there's all these things that you need to kind of know how to deal with as a director that mm-hmm. it's like, I don't know. I feel weird about that with all, like they keep poaching like indie, like acclaimed indie directors to do Marvel movies. And it's like, they don't know how to do any of this. That's not the type of filmmaking that they know how to do. And I know they have like unit teams who basically handle all of that, but I don't know. It just seems like a completely different ability to be able to do that shit. Like you, like the guys who made Everything Everywhere All at Once know how to do that shit, but like,
yeah,
I don't think the woman who made the movie about the Amazon workers like has a lot of experience with that, you know?
Yeah, they, I think they just want to like get the prestige, like a shot in the arm thing. But yeah, there's definitely parts of it where it's like, you
finally
know,
Kelly Reichardt is joining the MCU. You know, like, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, well, yeah, because like I was saying about this, because I was, it's like what I watched Fury Road recently, and it's like what I think it was Soderbergh said about Fury Road, where he was like, if I had to direct even one scene of this, I would put a gun in my mouth. Like, this is impossible. Like, I don't understand. He said, I don't understand how they're not still shooting that movie. And I don't understand how hundreds of people are not dead. Like, it's just a different thing than, you know,
and you
some
have
people
to,
in a room talking.
That shit is, yeah, like, you want to get somebody who is, like, very into spectacle. And, like, for Fury Road and stuff, like, his whole thing is that he's, like, a freak who has this world in his head. Like, he needs to do it.
He's like a genius.
Yeah. Like, I'm not like, I feel bad in two ways when somebody gets asked to do a movie, whether it's Marvel or whatever, like some weird, and it's like, you can tell they don't care. Like, they don't like it. And it's like, who do you blame? Like, I'm not mad at them for, of course they're going to take a Marvel paycheck. Are you crazy?
Right.
But it's like, who am I to tell you should give a shit about Venom or whatever? Like, you shouldn't probably, but like, it's just, why is this happening? Like, why
right.
are
it's
you
not
doing
like they,
this?
It's not like they came to the studio and was like, I have a vision for Venom.
Yeah.
You know?
It's someone being like, we have a vision for you. We think what you're doing is really great. We are ready to give you the sort of opportunity you've been dreaming about your entire life. Unfortunately, you are going to have to do that with Venom. And it's like, all right, well, I guess I'm fucking doing it. But yeah, like, get people that do spectacle for that sort of stuff. It's weirder that they don't get, like...
I want, like, a Baz Luhrmann Marvel movie. Like, go for... Yeah, go for, like, a big... Somebody who does, like, big, flashy, weird shit. That's what I want.
Honestly, get, like, music video people. Like,
yeah.
Like, that sort of shit. Or, I'm surprised...
Well, that's what the Everything Everywhere All at Once people were. They did music videos.
Yeah, yeah. And then, I mean, I don't know if they've done... They probably have, but, like, for stuff, like... It's like, why aren't... Get the dudes who do the fucking Raid or something. Dude, get the RRR guys to make a Marvel movie. That'd be fucking sick. Like,
they'd kill it.
Yeah. But it's like, there's people who it's like, you don't even... You know, it's sort of like, it's like, if Wes Anderson agreed to make a Marvel movie, they would absolutely do it, but they shouldn't. Like, why?
Yeah.
Unless it's like... Ant-Man, like, that's the only one that would be good because everybody would look like little toys. Like,
it would look, like, yeah, everything would look this. Like little miniatures. That'd be cool. I'd watch that. Wes Anderson Ant-Man.
Yeah, Wes Ant-Man. I don't know what's going on. My brain is starting
should
to
we do
down.
One
Donald
of our...
McRonald. Thanks going to Donald the... McRonald mode.
Thanks to the magic of AI, I'm sure you can experience very good clips of Wes Anderson Marvel movies. So check that
yeah. Yeah, just symmetrical, just...
The movies are done. Check this... fucking shit out, you know.
tell us one of our news stories, Eli.
Yes, let's talk about,
tell us a tale.
spin us a yarn. I think we should, this is one that we all connected with that I think is funny to talk about, which is maybe a news story, maybe sort of an etiquette question, which is, it's fairly visual, but I think we can, you know, describe it well enough. This is going around on Twitter. If people saw it, which is that there was a plane, people going, I don't know the length of the flight. I'm trying to find that out specifically. But there was a kid on the plane that was dressed in a light up, what I believe is a unicorn costume. That is like, when I say light up, not like on or off, but fully like gyrating, blinking lights. It looks like there is a light show going on outside of this kid's costume.
He is a one baby glow bowling experience.
Yeah.
He looks like glow bowling.
To have an active disco ball would have been equally as distracting. And I can't hear it in the video, I don't think, but it, looking at what it looks like, it can't not be, that cannot be silent. There's no way that's not making some level of sound.
Right. He looks like a slot machine that's paying out.
Yeah. He's a winning slot machine on an airplane. And it's also very important, wherever this is happening, it's a night flight. The plane lights are off.
Yeah. Everyone is trying to sleep. But yeah, this kid is hitting the jackpot for the other thing about it too is, like, I mean, I'm not sure, but based on the fact that it's a night flight, like, it tells, speak about spinning a yarn. There's so many details that just sort of like give you an idea of what's going on. Like, because it's a night flight, I kind of assume it's a long flight.
Right. It's a red eye.
Yeah. Like, people. And let's see, is there audio?
I mean, do we have no context other than this clip, right? Because I sort of have to assume this is not going the whole time, like the whole flight, right?
I don't know. Okay, it's going off. It's clear. It's been going off long enough that someone is filming it,
right?
And there is zero action being taken in the clip to turn it off,
right?
Which altogether, to me, suggests that it went on for longer than it should have, which should have been immediately. The lights go off, and there is the parents should be scrambling to deactivate this.
Right.
Yeah.
Just like completely dead-brained, like offloading whatever externalities of their kid being annoying onto everyone else. That's sort of like what seems to have happened here.
If it's his dad, the man seated next to him is like looking around at everybody who is filming and stuff with what seems like an confusion about what they're. Everyone is looking at
what's even happening. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I did find a news story about this. It's from August. I guess it was just going around. And of course, by news story, I mean, the New York Post was like, people saw this video and had opinions. That's the news story. So we don't have a whole lot of context, but the kid, there's a good picture of the kid. So the light up suit, it's also like some kind of animal. It has like little ears. It's like a little magical creature. And in the picture the New York Post took, the little kid is smirking at the camera, just like, that's right, motherfuckers. Here I am in my little light up suit to ruin your night.
Yeah. So, you know. Yeah.
You do know. Yeah.
Like, that, even that if you're a knows. Kid, you know this isn't allowed. Like, it's a base level of existence where you're like, this is not allowed.
Kids just like, that, pretty cool, huh?
Yeah. It's like, there's no way, and it just from a pure human face to face, how you interact and process human emotion, you know that you're not supposed to be doing this. Like,
I feel like there are so many videos of people, like, more than in any other public place, just having fucking episodes on planes now, just like going, you know, going nuts. I guess because people take drugs before they fly to like calm down, and it sometimes makes you act really weird. But like, every time I get on a plane, I'm worried about that now. I'm worried about someone having a meltdown and us having to like go back to the gate and get everything fucked up. This would throw me for a loop. I would not be anticipating this as another problem I might run into on an airplane.
Yeah. You know? I think I've become grumpy and ground down enough that I think I would just say something. I would go over
to light up kid,
turn this off, like, what is going on? I don't know if that's just I doubt it's like a New York thing, but I'm at this point somebody who will occasionally say something that's like, what is going on?
I'm gonna say something
makes me mad. Yeah,
no I'm gonna say something.
But I do it, look.
Yeah,
I'm the hero,
like,
of the quiet car on the Amtrak that's like, hey, this is the quiet car. You know,
I do have like a I've definitely been in situations where I've gotten so angry at someone being disruptive that I've like it's been a problem for me. Like, I've been too angry about it. Like, I'm just thinking about one time I was at a concert and this really, really drunk woman was screaming in my ear, like, between bands. Like, there wasn't even music going on, and she was fucking screaming, slurring her words in my ear. Yeah. And I turned around and yelled at her and almost got in a physical altercation. Like, she, because she was really drunk, and like, she And but the thing is, like, she clearly wanted to fight, and in that moment I was ready to fight her. Like, I wasn't I wasn't de-escalating. I was like, chest out, like, I can take this woman. She does not have coordination. But then I felt, then I was like so embarrassed after that I had gotten that angry. But all of the people around me were like, thank you. And then like 20 minutes later, security just basically carried her out because she was a huge problem.
She tuckered herself out. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
She became more of a problem. She's going to wait for it.
She pretended to go to sleep so security would carry her out like a little kid in the back of a car.
Kath got worked into a chute. She worked herself into a chute. She was ready to go.
I don't know. I feel like I have like a natural tendency when anybody's having too much disruptive fun in public. My instinct is to try to ruin it.
Yeah.
Always. Well, I'd usually keep myself in check, but I am like, can you stop excessively being happy near me? It's very annoying. Like, get your whimsy out of here. That's not what I want.
Yeah, I have a second. So I have the thing where you're talking about with, like, I get that fear too that someone's going to like go nuts on the plane or whatever. But then I have a second degree of it, which is that if somebody starts going popping off, I know that I'm going to be one of the people that people look at where they're like, would you feel comfortable stopping this? Because you're just big. Like, I've talked about it on the subway before. The same thing sort of happens on planes. Like, you know, if it was a movie or TV show like Hijack, like, I'm not the guy who knows what to do. But I'm one of the guys that guy will ask to do something, you know?
Like, yeah.
Like, I'm not going
to
know what
I'm
doing.
A task will be delegated to you for sure.
Yeah. But he would be like, you need to clog the aisle. And I'd be like, God damn, fuck. Like,
hold him. Hold him.
He's like, whoa. Yeah. Like, somebody who does know what they're doing is like, when they walk by you, grab their knees. And I'm like, why the fuck do I have to do this?
Yeah.
Why? Just because I'm big, dude?
You're
just like automatically a first responder to all problems.
Yeah. Yeah, Idris Elba pointing to me in Hijack, and I'm like, oh, do you want me to rush him? Do I have to rush him? Sure. Great. Awesome. Cool. I'll rush
him.
Sounds good, man. Yeah. No, somebody else. Shine your fucking flashlight out the window. I'll just rush them. So it's a good delegation of you know, responsibilities on this flight.
Thinking of the Party Down from the first season where there's like the scam guy who ends up pulling a gun on Ron when like they find out that he's a scammer, and Ron is like, rush this guy, everybody rush this guy, and then like nobody moves an inch.
Yeah.
Like this idea of like, we can't kill all of us, and then, like, nobody
look the guy can't kill all of us if we run single file towards a man with a gun. There's no way he's being funneled. Yeah, I'm thinking that about it a lot now. Me with my seatmate on the Hijack plane, where they're like, I'm like, what job did you get? And they're like, I'm supposed to keep seeing if I get service on my phone. I'm like, cool. I got rush them.
Can we trade?
I got wrestle them to the ground. Fuck, man.
You gotta learn how to wrestle now.
Yeah.
Just you're obligated to. You gotta learn how to rush people.
Yeah, but I don't. It's like, what do you like? If I wanted to learn how to box, like even a casual boxing gym near me, I'm like either a mean guy or I'm getting my shit rocked. Like, there's no in between because I can't be like, give me the little guy, or I'm like in my weight class. That's what the problem with boxing. I would box if I didn't have to box in my weight class. That would be
sure.
Sick.
Yeah, that's
if
fair.
If I could just launch a guy,
if I could just beat up a little kid,
evenly matched.
Yeah, I'm gonna just inhale a shit ton of helium before weigh-in so that I can fight a 120-pound man and kick him around the ring.
Is that how that works? You inhale helium and it levitates you off the ground a little bit.
Uh huh. Yeah, I saw it in a cartoon. Exactly how it works.
That's why they make you talk when you do your weigh-in, so to see if you have the voice.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you gotta say something.
I'm gonna kick your ass. Okay, buddy.
I mean, but a lot of those guys do sound
come back in 20 minutes.
This is Mike. We figured out Mike Tyson's secret this whole time. You know, that's why he's
weird voice. Yeah.
Yeah.
Full of helium.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, like, I think there's just like a weird energy for me if I wanted to get into any combat sport. It just
It's like, why do you need that too?
Yeah, you don't need this energy or whatever, you know? It's not. And I don't think, to be clear, I don't think I could win a fight against a trained combatant or anything, but like, I feel like
I'm just saying, if you want to prepare yourself for needing to rush someone in an emergency situation, which would be inevitable if you were in that situation.
Yeah.
You gotta learn.
Eli could not win a fight against an enemy combatant.
Yeah, yeah. I finally admitted it. Finally ground me down enough to admit that I could not win a fight against an enemy combatant. Yeah, I don't know. I'd probably try
I have no idea how I'd do in a fight. I've never been in a fight in my life, so I have no clue.
I've been punched once, and then I just said, come on, man. And then they kicked us both out of the bar. But, I mean,
you're
I feel like
here.
I had
a, yeah, that's it. You're out of here.
Yeah. But, I mean, I was pretty drunk at the time, but I do feel like I'm like, okay, well, I guess I have a strong jaw because I did just take it. The guy was much smaller than me, though. So he was, he punched me like Popeye the Sailor Man, where he like had to do like a whole loop.
He wound up. He's like, hey, and then he
body spun around three times after. I don't know. Yeah, yeah. Me and my friend RJ tried to do Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu in college once, and they kicked us out because we were trying to do too many moves. They were like, you're not allowed to do those yet. Like, they were like, okay, welcome to class.
You haven't unlocked those.
they were like, okay, thanks for coming, everybody. This is the first class of BJJ or whatever. And we were like immediately trying to do leg bars on each other. And they were like, you're done. They shut us down for the day. They were like, both of you get out of here. Whatever. This is not how we do things. Like, but yeah, I don't know. I want to learn a weird one. I want to learn like Russian sistema or something. You
yeah.
Know? Somebody tries to fight me and I just start swaying and they're like, what the fuck is happening here?
I took, when I was like in Zanky. India, when I was in India, I learned, I mean, not learned. I took like one class in a Tamil martial art called Salambam, which is a thing you do with a stick. You like vault around on a stick and then hit people with it. It's pretty sick.
Nothing in the world is funnier than the idea of someone who took one class of a martial art that involves a stick trying to use that.
Yeah.
In an emergency.
Watch out.
Yeah, no, it's like going to a child's clarinet recital, but with a stick.
But like shit popping off, you being like, I need a stick.
Give me my stick.
With a stick. And then it becoming very obvious that you've had less than 2 hours of training and don't really know how to use the stick. Yeah,
just doing the fighting equivalent of hot cross buns.
Yeah. In a move that will surprise no one and is so embarrassing, I'm almost glad it's on the bonus. I did do capoeira for a while with my friend Chris when
hell
I was
yeah.
younger. And thank
the dance
God
fight.
There is no footage of that.
This guy's going Eddie Gordo mode.
I was very much trying to go Eddie Gordo mode. Not a lot
this
of
capoeira. This guy's trying to button mash in real life.
which is all I wanted to do was I was like, when do we do the flare kick? I want to learn the flare kick.
Yeah, that's all you want.
Yeah, not a lot of capoeira techniques open to you when you can't do a cartwheel. That's
I was going
to
say, like, how long can you hold a handstand? We'll see if you can do the kick. It's like, oh, 0 seconds. 0.0?
0 seconds, turns
is
out.
Is that a problem?
Yeah, and then we also had to do a lot of stuff because it is an important art. And so they do a lot of, you have to, like, learn how to play the, like, bimbao and stuff. And then they're like, this isn't just Eddie Gordo. And me and Chris were like, is there a class that is just Eddie Gordo? Because we don't want to play the fucking instrument.
Right.
I don't want to bang the thing.
The problem with a lot of
do flips.
Right. A lot of martial arts is like you're learning about like responsibility and doing your chores. And it's like, what? No, right. I'm supposed to like beat up the bully at school. Like, what the hell is this? Like, what?
Yeah. Right.
Whoa.
Yeah. You can beat up the bully because the bully just thinks you're dancing. And, you know, you can't forget that you're actually fighting him.
The hell are you doing? Man.
Surely that won't lead to further bullying.
Just my poor parents, being me walking up being like, I've found a form of exercise I'd like to pursue. And they're like, great. And I'm like, it is the Brazilian martial art of capoeira. And they're like, God damn it.
Did you ever see Only the Strong, Eli? That's a movie you should check out. That's a capoeira.
Is that a capoeira movie?
Yeah, it's Mark Dacascos, who's awesome. I think that's how you pronounce his name. But it's like they use capoeira to like beat gangs. You know what I mean? It's one of those things.
Yeah.
Anyway.
No, it's good. check it out. Check capoeira. There's one guy who used it in the UFC and they're like, was it effective? No, but sometimes he did a flip and kicked somebody in the head and they got knocked out. So
that's cool.
Sometimes it works. If you can just kick some. Turns out if you can kick somebody in the head, it doesn't particularly matter what style you're in. kick them hard enough. Bye-bye.
That's fair. Well, thanks for listening.
Thank you for doing the bonus with us, everyone.
Yeah.
Hope you enjoyed it.
Throw in some traditional capoeira music to play us out in post.
Eddie Gordo's fight theme.
Yeah. Kicking standing water off the floor. That classic capoeira technique. Goodbye, everybody.